you're still listening to Nardwar, the Human Serviette. Yes, me, the Nardwar, the Human Serviette radio show with special guest DJ.
Roger Allen.
Roger, some Halloween-y type music. What did we hear there from the top? Of course, we heard a bit of LeMaster Courtney playing tonight at CBDB's, but you entered the equation. What did people hear from Halloween-y type music?
Some Halloween-y type music from the beginning. We heard Brian Eno, and that song is called Shadows. And in the liner notes from the album that's from, Eno suggests how to listen to that song. He wants you to put up a three-way speaker system that is both simple and easy to install. And after that, we heard Protomartyr with their take on the song Forbidden by the band Preoccupations. Yeah.
At split 7-inch.
That's right.
And how did that fit in with the version of Halloween-type music?
Well, it's very moody and atmospherical, and the graphics on the album are quite menacing.
And what about Brian Eno?
I don't know.
What is your criteria in assembling Halloween time music?
Well, atmosphere and how I feel about it, and I think maybe the atmosphere of the song and the mood.
And you also came all the way out to CITR bringing a whole bunch of records, and we did kind of ejaculate that record by mistake, the record by LeMaster before we play your vinyl records.
Yeah.
But you also brought some special gifts for me.
Thank you. Yeah, no problem.
What are these gifts exactly? Because they are incredible.
Yeah, here's one. It's a promo copy of the Outraged Husbands. And this was put out in Vancouver, and it's a Vancouver band. I can't actually make out PSI Records. Is that right? How do you say that?
Psy?
Psy Records, yeah. And also the Stutter Rap by Stutter Rap, No Sleep Till Bedtime, Morris Minor and the Majors. That's a bite on the Beastie Boys. I thought you might like that. And you're always interviewing people from Philadelphia. No Deposit, No Return, and the Philly Freeze by Alvin Cash and the Registers. I thought you'd like that. And there's also this band with the band, and their name is Cock Robin. And I thought you'd find that funny.
Thank you so much for all this for me.
Yeah, that's all for you.
I have nothing for you, Roger.
Well, you have the gift of radio.
But you have a whole bunch of buttons, but there's one button you're not wearing right now.
Yeah, I found this button just a few days ago. It says, I'm cramped, and it's in 3D, and it's from the concert I saw here at UBC when my parents drove me to go see the band The Cramps.
With backup band?
Slow. Here at
War Memorial Gymnasium.
Yeah, I think that's gone now, right? It's not there anymore. Or is it?
Is it there? I think it's still there. The gymnasium, the War Memorial Gymnasium, is still at UBC.
I remember buying this pin, and I remember walking into the boys' or men's washroom, and it was full of women. And I was like, what in the world's going on here?
Another day at another Cramps gig. Yeah. Ba-boom. So we heard, continuing on, what did people hear? Some Brian Eno.
Brian Eno, Protomartyr, and then after that we heard SSQ from, the Return of the Living Dead soundtrack, and in the credits.
And Bo was here. Bo, could you say a few words into the mic?
Oh.
Come over here. This is Bo, who's been sitting
Hi.
In on the show. Oh, you liked that record, didn't you? The colored vinyl.
Oh, it's a
Could you describe it to the people?
Green. It's like different shades of lime and like yellow-toned neon greens. It's very nice to look at. It reminds me kind of like Slimer, the original Ghostbusters logo. Those sort of tones. It was
and,
very fun.
And Bo, you also brought your friend Sid along.
Yes, I did.
Hello, Sid from Winnipeg.
Hi.
And what was Bo alluding to? The colored vinyl. Could you explain a bit more about that, Roger?
It's a record, and it has colored vinyl. In 1985, a friend of mine got the original record. It was a picture disc, and I've always wanted that record. And just recently, somebody reissued it, and it's on green vinyl, and I was able to buy it, and I love it. It's great.
And we played the track?
Tonight We'll Make Love Till We Die by SSQ. And that band, SSQ, is in the end credits to the great film Beyond the Black Rainbow. Jeremy Schmidt played the music in that.
From Black Mountain.
Black Mountain.
A local band.
Yes.
Also in the band Pipe Dream.
Yes. Pipe Dream, yeah, they're great. Or he was great because it was just him. And after that, we heard Laughing Clown with New Bully in Town, and what could be more hip and scary than a clown with a Joker and It and all that other kind of stuff. And that was off the album Reign of Terror and Throne of Blood, which is very aggressive.
What else Halloween-y do we have coming up?
And we're going to end with a song by the band Suicide, and that song is called Reign of Ruin.
How long have you had that, and how much of this music have you played before in CITR?
I haven't played any of this before.
Is this new, recently discovered Roger Halloween-y type music?
Yeah, most of it, I think. I think all of it is new, yeah.
And there is also the local record Halloweeners, remember?
Yeah, I've got that. I've played all those.
And Very Scary Cemetery.
Yeah, we've played those in the past, and they're great, great Halloween albums.
Anything you'd like to add to the people out there at all, Roger, about coming up, Suicide? We got Suicide coming up. What compilation is this from?
I've already put it away. Sorry, but it is from a compilation. Yes.
Well, thank you very much, Roger. Keep on rocking in the free world, and do do loo do,
boo hoo.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Hello, hello, hello. We're scrambling a little bit today. We're going to be playing Jeopardy. You're listening to Word on the Street. I'm your host, Isaac. And today, some new teams. We got a couple different teams, a couple different Canadian teams. On my left side, I think, is going to be Team Calgary. And Team Calgary, could you just say hello, Gabe? Could you? Okay, actually, you know what? Team Vancouver, you say first. Say something first. What's up?
Hi.
Yeah, stuff. What's going on, bro?
So, who we got on Team Vancouver?
I'm Rain.
It's Jack.
Isaac.
Okay, and on my left, we got Team Calgary. Who's on Team Calgary?
We're just a couple Birdie Boy crew pulling through in the stew. My name is Gabe Real.
I'm Jackson.
Michael.
Yeah, howdy, y'all.
Yo, what happened to all y'all?
You ready to get stampeded over in this competition?
Only.
Yo, 8 seconds or less. Can you hold on to this rodeo show? Greatest on-air show on earth, 101.9 CITR.
Hell yeah, brother.
That's who we are, Birda Boys. We got triple A beef with
anyway,
you.
Anyway, you know what? I'll just give the visitors the first pick. So we got five categories for Single Jeopardy. We got movies about music. We got white song sing-along. We got industry plants. We have bands or artists who have changed their names. And we have artists in movies. So, what do you want to pick first? These are your options.
Oh.
Team Calgary first.
Yeah,
no, so the guest first. The guest
I think we're going to play to our demographic and do white sing-alongs.
For how much?
200.
Okay. So, for this one, I'm just going to say pretty much the opening line.
Mm-hmm.
And you name it. Remember, form of a question.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we have to buzz in still? Or
you just put your hand up. Put your hand up if you know.
Sure. Can they answer to? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, ready?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Coming out of my cage. Yes, aww. Rain. Yes. Go ahead.
What is Mr. Brightside?
Correct.
Do we have to finish the lyric too?
No, you just name the song.
Man, I would have been doing just fine if I knew that.
All right, so Rain, it's your pick now. So we already did.
No, it's the next lyric. That's why I said.
Yeah, say the song name for this category. So what do you want?
What should we pick?
Lots on the board.
I don't know.
Let's do white song sing along for 300.
Okay, for 300. Today is gonna be the day that I'm gonna. Yes, Rain.
What is Wonderwall?
Correct.
I thought. Is this the first lines of the songs?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much, unless it has the title.
Okay.
Unless it has the title.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
I thought it was just like a random part in the. Okay, got it.
You want to keep going on this one?
Yeah,
seems like you
sure,
know it.
Yeah.
Okay, Rain's pulling through.
Yeah. I'm pretty white. 400.
I like your corduroy.
Thank you.
Packing corduroy.
The killer car.
Okay, for 400. We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I.
Oh.
Yes.
What is Never Gonna Give You Up?
Correct. Damn.
Wow.
Okay, keep going. You want?
I feel like
you should. Damn, who doesn't know that song?
No, I just.
I'm the token of
okay. So, it's your pick, though. Do you want to stay with that category, or do you want to go to another?
Yeah, 500.
Okay. 500. She's got it going on. Yep.
What is Stacey's mom?
Correct.
That is not the first line.
Well,
of no.
I said no.
No,
I
no, no,
listen,
no, no.
Listen to me. I said if it doesn't have the title, it starts off Stacey's mom has got it going on. Yeah. I'm not going to give away the title.
Yeah, but that's not the first word of the first verse.
But
he did say. Oh, Stacey, do you remember when I mowed your lawn?
Everyone knows Stacey's mom got it going on,
white people
okay?
songs.
So, 100
your
is still left.
Your mom came out with a towel on.
You want to just 100? Okay. So closing out this category,
damn.
Is this the real life?
What is Bohemian Rhapsody?
Correct.
Okay. You're not even looking at the side of the room. I raised my hand.
Hey, it's not my fault. I chose the optimal position.
Wow.
Just give Michael a okay. And have no him
personal. One category already gone. 3 minutes. That was quick. So, where do you want to go next? Vancouver with the pick.
Movie about music for 200.
This hip hop biopic features Ice Cube's son.
Oh.
Yes.
What is Straight Outta Compton?
Correct. Got okay, it. Gabe, getting something back for Calgary.
On the board.
That's something to say.
Okay.
So, movies about music for 200 is gone.
We would like.
What do you want next?
I like this category.
You like this category?
What number would you like?
Gabe, just go 300.
Let's do 300. Can we do movies about music for 300?
Is there any infighting? 5 minutes in.
This movie is named after one of the Beatles' songs. I'm giving it to Gabe.
What is?
Three,
no, it's two, what is yesterday? It's not one. Yesterday. It's the first movie they made. I know what it is.
What is Across the Universe?
No, it's not Across the Universe.
Fuck.
What is?
What is Yellow Submarine?
No, it's not Yellow Submarine. Okay. It's their first one, and it's them in suits, and they're just running around London the whole time.
Okay, this.
What is?
A Hard Day's Night.
Off. It is that.
Is it really?
What is a Hard Day's Night?
I don't think. Relax. I don't think I'm gonna give it to either of you because you both said. But it is Hard Day's Night.
Yeah.
But you didn't answer the former question.
I can see it in my mind.
Yeah, both lose 300.
I need
both lose 300. Okay, Calgary with the pick.
Okay.
Sorry for the confusion. Maybe I should have been a bit clearer about that.
So did I lose points or did
you both lose 300 points?
Oh.
Because you both answered wrong.
Okay.
You both answered wrong.
Wow.
So we are at least.
Okay. May we do movies about music for 400?
Movies about music for 400. Also, let me finish the statement because I think this one will be easy.
Yeah. Okay.
Jack Black pretends to be a teacher and then forms a band with elementary school kids. I said finish the statement.
Yeah.
You put your hands up too fast.
Fine,
so Calgary.
Fine.
What is School of Rock?
Correct.
Yes!
What's next?
May we do movies about music for 500 points, please?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. In this movie, a man plays a record store owner with a compulsive list taking task. Yes.
What is High Fidelity?
Correct.
Whoa.
Good. Good. Okay. On the comeback. Would you like to finish that?
Jack Black's
category.
Also in that. He sings.
He is.
Yeah, it's good. He sings the.
Right on.
Yeah, good song at the end.
You would
can
like
we
to finish
do
it out?
Movies about music for 100, please?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Of course you can.
Oh gosh. Gosh.
You're so nice.
Yeah.
Isaac. Too kind to be bird.
This movie featuring B Rabbit is played by Eminem himself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Excuse me. What is?
8 Mile.
You got it.
Incorrect.
Okay.
It's 9 Mile.
Okay, so we got three more categories. We have industry plants, we have bands or artists who have changed their names,
yeah,
and we also have artists in movies.
Well, I think movies about artists was good, so I think
we're going to go to that side.
Yeah. Oh. Hopefully okay. Bon Jovi in the classic New Year's Eve 2013.
For this category...
You've never seen New Year's Eve?
No.
It's a classic.
For this category, I'm going
to
name the movie.
His love interest is Katherine Heigl.
I'm going to name the movie.
I'm ready. And I have to
name the artist. Okay?
Oh, okay?
Got it?
The Birda Boys have to name.
Yes. The Birda Boys.
Well, somebody else.
So,
the Soggy Bottom Birda Boys.
So what number would you like? How many points do you want to go for?
I think we should go for 300.
300.
Please.
The Hunger Games. 3, 2, 1. Lenny Kravitz?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Where? He's the trainer.
Yeah, he's
the trainer.
He's in it.
Oh.
He's a fashion dude.
Yeah, the trainer.
Okay.
Wait, I haven't.
Yeah, why would
he? Yes, a question. Get the mic. Yeah, what's your question?
So it's an artist that played a role, not the artist that did the soundtrack.
Yes, that's correct. We actually have a separate category in round two, though, for soundtracks.
Okay.
You should
we'll
listen
get
to the Lenny Kravitz Hunger Games
name
everything.
Yes. Name the artist who's acting. Yeah, name the artist who is acting in the movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So no one got that.
Mm.
Yeah, so nothing happened. That was 300. So what's the next pick for Calgary?
That's four. May we do artists in movies for 400? Okay.
Artists and movies for 400. Doom, da doom, da doom, da doom. Double Jeopardy.
Oh.
I thought you were losing your mind.
How much do you want to bet? You can bet up to 400. You can make a true daily double. That's 400 points. So you'll get 800 points. Or you can bet less.
If we do the daily double, we lose double if we don't get it right, right?
Correct.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
And
what's the score right now? Where are we at in the score?
Also, the other catch with Double Jeopardy, the other catch with Double Jeopardy is you get to answer first no matter what.
Okay.
And then they have...
How much of, like, a thinking time do we have?
A few seconds, just like any other question.
A few, give or take.
Yeah.
You
know? We don't got all day.
So you got the scores, Mustafa?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Just come over the mic.
Oh.
What are the scores?
Oh, you can get both teams in a second.
Okay. Just a second.
1 second. Okay.
We're just adding up the scores. We're playing Jeopardy on Word on the Street. I forgot to say my thing today.
That's
how much of a rush we're in.
Do you want
to
play the other?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
But we're right after Nerdware, the human server. Yes.
That's true.
So, yeah, I got it in.
Okay.
Do we have our tally?
Some quick math.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Mustafa, what are the scores right now? Team Calgary right. has...
So, Team Calgary is at 900, and Team Vancouver is at 1,200.
Really? No.
Oh,
I thought we were losing.
Wow.
Okay.
Pretty dope. Close.
It's because we cleared that 1 second.
So, you want to make that bet? True daily double?
I think we should do true daily.
Yeah, absolutely.
We should do the true daily double.
Yeah, just so,
okay.
That's so cool.
Ready?
Yeah.
As long as we don't go into negative.
Yes.
I'm going to read it.
I'm going to listen.
Are you ready? It's the name of the movie. Name the artist in the movie.
Name the artist or name of the movie?
Name the artist.
Name the artist.
You're not listening to me,
man. I'm sorry.
You're not listening to me.
Yeah, okay. I'm listening to
you. The social network. The social network.
Yeah, I got
network.
It. What is Justin Timberlake? Who is Justin Timberlake? Who is Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, because I said it wrong the first time, too. So, yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
So now we're winning by a lot.
You are.
I would say a lot.
Honestly, I thought he was pretty decent in that.
I'd say
half a grand is a lot. That's half a stack.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your pick? What's next? Same category? Different category?
Same. I feel like we're doing pretty good.
Okay. Artists and movies?
For 200, please.
200. The Fast and the Furious. Gabe.
Who is Ludacris?
Yes. Keep going.
Which one do we want, Jackson?
Okay, we'll just do one, get off the board. We finish with the five.
Okay. Are you some movies? 100.
I mean, to be fair, I know literally none of these.
Are we there yet? Yes, Gabe.
Who is Gabe? Ice Cube?
Yes, Calgary.
That's the only one I knew.
Ice Cube. who is Robin Williams?
I literally remember the time I watched that movie.
Okay.
Distinctly.
And to close it off, for 500, you want to go for 500?
Yes. Consensus is yes.
Okay, listen
the
carefully.
The Calgary consensus says.
Listen carefully, okay?
I'm listening.
She's in Poetic Justice alongside Tupac. 3, 2.
Alongside Tupac.
1. Janet Jackson.
Wow, you made this hard.
I said listen carefully, didn't I?
In what movie?
Poetic Justice.
Poetic Justice.
Yeah.
I
listened carefully
that.
And I still
I've seen it. It's a good film. You should watch it. Yeah. Okay. So no one answered, but you get to pick again. So no deductions there.
Okay.
No one's getting anything. You got two more categories in Single Jeopardy.
This is
23
the fastest
minutes
game
in.
Of Jeopardy ever.
Yeah, really
I'm glad it's fast though because we started a little late.
Yeah.
But it's all good.
They were efficient.
We got two categories left. So we still have industry plants and we still have name changes. What do you want to start with? What number do you want?
I don't know anyone who's changed their name.
You don't know anyone who's changed their name?
Well, like a few. Well, if it's like David Bowie or someone, he's probably one of the questions. let's do name changes for 100.
Yeah.
Name changes for 100.
Mm-hmm.
Prince changed his name to this, along with the whole love symbol. Yes, Gabe.
What is formerly known as Prince?
So close, man. I'll give Vancouver a chance. Yes, Rain.
Who is the artist formerly known as Prince?
Correct.
Whoa.
Dope.
Very close. You forgot artist.
Damn,
so
I'm sorry, bro. Okay.
Calgary loses 100.
Okay.
Vancouver gains 100. And Vancouver
with
the pick.
Yeah.
You get to talk again.
Hey.
A little quiet.
Gang.
What do you want to pick?
It's not over.
Industry plans?
Yeah.
Industry plans?
Plans for 2?
Yeah. Industry plans for 200.
Take a chance on the rapper.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. He started on SoundCloud with tapes like 10 Day and Acid Rap.
Oh my god!
I was really close. Really close.
Are you kidding?
It's okay.
Who is Chance the Rapper?
Yes. It's funny you said that.
He's
I can't believe you said that.
Plant? Is he an industry
Okay, I'm just gonna say.
No, I just.
I'm just gonna say I was really careful about who I picked for this category because industry plan is really subjective and it's a very difficult term to understand. And a lot of people would say he is an industry plan. We can talk about that on a different episode.
Yeah.
So these are just kind of based off of people on Reddit and Genius who kind of agreed. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Sure.
But we'll get into that later. Yes. So you got points. Industry plan for 200.
He really does love his wife.
He doesn't
make
his
music
wife.
Anymore, but he loves his
Vancouver,
wife.
What do you want to pick?
Do you want to top this?
What was that?
What do you want to pick? 300?
300.
Okay. She has connections with Converse and big-time record labels, thanks to her dad. So much for bedroom pop.
Who is Claro?
Wait, this is like not... They raise their hand during the question.
Wait, are we not allowed to
do that? You're not supposed to do that.
Well, you guys...
What?
Damn it!
Do you have a second opinion?
I was looking here.
Okay.
They do
But the
answer and so they see the whole thing before.
You aren't supposed to raise your hand until I'm done saying the question.
Ridiculous.
My bad on that one.
Okay.
Should we just...
No?
Yeah, I guess. Okay. Well, I mean, they can... They know the answer, so they know this.
Okay, but you are right. You are right.
Yeah, they got it. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Now on this clear. We won't mess this up.
Thank you.
Just so nice. Calgary boys, the nicest.
300.
Honestly.
Industry plans 300.
You, I scratch your back. Okay. You scratch mine.
We know you
got. Okay.
Sure, know you
let's keep going.
Just taking care of the country. Who knows?
Okay. Yes. Please wait until I finish speaking, and then you put your hand up.
Yeah.
It's only fair that way.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. White Iverson, congratulations. Vancouver.
Who is Post Malone?
Correct.
Vancouver.
Oh, whoops. My bad. That's awkward. Okay. Calgary. Sorry. Calgary. They got the points.
Mm-hmm.
400. You want to do the 500? You want to go 100? Or do you want to go to the name changes?
Oh, by the way, I think name change 100 is already off the board.
Name change 100.
Oh, yeah. Prince.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Thank you.
That's right.
I got you.
Thank you.
I don't know. Let's just finish.
What do you want?
Okay.
What do you want?
Can we do industry implants for 100?
Industry.
For 100? Okay. You also have 500 still, so there's one more after this.
Okay.
He has hits like Location and Young, Dumb, and Broke. Vancouver.
Who is Khalid?
Correct. Would you like to close off this category?
Yeah, I would.
Close off the category.
It's not DJ Khaled.
Oh, you didn't make that one
Maybe.
Song, Miss Jackson?
Well, I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Last industry plant. He wore a shirt labeled industry plant on his double XL cover. It was in green font on a white t-shirt.
Green. I think I know the double XL.
Three, two, one. Okay. Rari.
Oh,
thank God.
Rari?
Yeah.
Oh, I know who Rari was. Yeah. I didn't realize he did that.
Yeah.
I feel like
it's
he takes himself too seriously to do that.
A lot of people are saying he is one, and he literally wore it on his shirt.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Kind of meta. Anyway.
Yeah. So ironic. I love it.
So we got. We got 2 minutes left for Single Jeopardy, and we got five questions.
Yeah, we have half an hour left in the show.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
No, that's all single.
Our scorekeeper just had a heart attack. No, this is Single Jeopardy. We're moving on to Double Jeopardy in 2 minutes. Yes. So, what number do you want? Probably going to do two more of these, and then we'll go for a quick break.
Who just answered?
I believe I Calgary.
What
number?
It was for two.
Khalid, right?
Was it?
Wait, what was the last question?
Was the Clara one the last one?
The Khalid one
was
Khalid. It was Khalid.
Oh, it was Khalid.
Oh,
yeah. No, but nobody got it. Nobody got it. Sorry, it is.
Okay.
But regardless,
if you
want to
pick 200, that'd be fine with us.
I'm actually going to pick 200.
Yeah.
So thank you.
What a nice,
so nice
friendly game.
Yeah.
Okay. This G-Funk MC was no longer a dog after he went reggae. Yeah, I'm going to give it to Calgary.
Do you want his name when he was reggae, or do you want his name, like, ever?
You're paying attention to the question and how I phrased it?
Wow.
Who is Snoop Lion?
Correct.
That was... I just
spoke. Okay.
Good thing.
Isaac has attitude today.
Sheesh.
I'm trying to internalize
Trebek. You know who's interviewed him, like, over 10 times?
I do.
Who?
Nardor.
The human?
You didn't answer in a form of question.
That's a loss of points right there.
Okay.
Do-do-loot-do.
Do-do.
Wow.
Who do you want to pick next?
I think we're going to...
go 300, 400, 500?
I think we should save the last three for after the commercial break.
We're only doing one more.
Oh,
we only got
time
for one.
Okay,
so just pick.
Do
you want to go for five?
We'll do five.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Last one for Single Jeopardy, then we're going to cut to a break.
Yeah.
David Bowie put out his first few singles under this name. His first few singles under this name. Three, two, one.
Who is Ziggy Stardust?
No, incorrect.
Oh, gosh.
You don't want to answer?
I don't know.
Davy Jones.
Davy.
Under Davy Jones. Yeah.
Yep.
Davy Jones.
Jones Locker.
Yep.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Like Davy Jones Locker?
Yeah.
Davy Jones Locker.
Yes. Yes, Davy Jones Locker.
Lost 500 points.
I'm going to play a quick promo here. And then we're going to come back.
You're learning.
So, enjoy this. Just going to pick one random.
Are we going to play the video that Nard took?
I don't think we have time for that.
Can we get
yeah.
a score?
Yeah.
Oh, we should play the ad for the back burner.
That's what I'm about to click because I just saw it.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, we'll be right back. This is We're on the Street. I'm your host, Isaac.
Our planet. Home to seven continents, each more fascinating than the last. Life in abundance. Out of all our planet's wonders, there's one thing you shouldn't miss. Tune in at 11 p.m. Thursdays and listen to The Backburner Show. Who knows what magical things await? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM radio.
Okay, we are back, and we're playing Jeopardy on We're on the Street. I'm just going to quickly fill in our new category. So first, we have rip-offs. We have songs that have no vocals. I can't fit that in there. My bad. We have Canada, so anything Canadian. We also have soundtracks. There's no Drake.
That would be all The Weeknd.
There's no Weeknd.
That's the point.
And we also have one hit wonders. And now that's Double Jeopardy. Everything is worth twice as much. So we got 200. And we have 400. And could you write this in, Mustafa? I'm going to start. Okay, so. Just bring the mic over. So we got Calgary on my left and Vancouver on my right. So where are the scores right now?
All right, so Team Calgary is at 2,500 and Team Vancouver is at 1,900.
Oh. Okay.
It is Double Jeopardy, though.
That's not terrible.
Anything can happen. We know this from last time.
Yeah, last time we got smoked.
Really flipped
second
over.
Second valley walked in.
So. I guess the winning team starts.
Okay.
Okay. So, what do you want to start with, Gabe?
Can you repeat our categories again for the viewers?
Of course.
Okay.
Thanks for reminding me. Okay. Songs that are clearly rip-offs. No vocals. Songs that do not have vocals in them. Canada. Anything Canadian with music. Soundtracks. And for that one, I'll name some of the artists or the songs, and then you'll give the movie.
Okay.
The soundtrack for. And One Hit Wonders. And for One Hit Wonders, I'll give the artist, and I want you to name the song wonder. That is the One Hit Wonder.
Gotcha. Oh.
Okay? Just for clarification's sake. So, yeah, that would be awkward. Okay. Where do you want to go?
I think we love the cinema so much.
You love the cinema.
Would you like to do the movies one?
Yes, I'm a big cinema guy.
Would you like to do the movies one?
Sure.
Yeah, means
we... We're gonna do the
soundtracks
for 400.
Soundtracks for 400. Hooked on a Feeling, I Want You Back, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Ooh, that was close too. I'm gonna say Rain.
Yeah, yeah,
no, I'm gonna, it was
she
close.
She raised it before,
yeah.
But yeah,
okay,
I didn't know the question was over.
Yes.
What is Guardians of the Galaxy?
Correct.
So oh, wow.
Wait, is it soundtrack?
Yes, soundtrack, 400. Yeah. So where do you want to go next?
Soundtracks for 600.
Soundtracks okay. for 600.
Yeah, I don't know these reviews question.
Hans Zimmer always somehow gets grander, whether it's Cornfield Chase or In the Wormhole. This one is really far out there, man. Yeah, Gabe.
What is? Oh, never mind. Hans.
No, you're already. You're what? Too late. It's too late.
It's really far out there, man.
No, it's too late. It's too late. You're out of time.
I'm sorry. I know it's Interstellar.
It's too late. It was Interstellar.
Interstellar. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they lose points for that.
What? I said the right answer.
You put your hand up. You took so long. I didn't even need to count down because everyone knew it took so long. It was pretty much dead air, man.
Wow.
Okay.
You're mean.
Vancouver. Vancouver.
Sorry.
It's your pick.
It'll be okay. Calm down. Breathe.
Wait, we just lost. Did we get it wrong? 600.
You lost 600 points. Yeah.
For answering the correct.
No,
because
you didn't. Because you didn't try to answer.
What is yourself?
Wait, no, I'm sorry, what are you...
He didn't answer
what are you
the
saying?
Question.
We're picking a new question.
What do you mean?
Movies?
It's a new question. No.
Wait, what
the hell? Interstellar.
Interstellar.
I already said the answer. Said the answer.
Where are you?
Where are you?
Yo, she's far out
I think
there,
you're
man.
In outer space. Okay.
What do you want to do?
Is Vancouver's pick, though?
I'm scared.
What is soundtracks for 500?
Yeah,
800.
Sorry.
It's all about
what do you want? Okay.
The ideas in their head.
400, One Hit Wonder. Mm-hmm. Remember, I'm going to name the artist, you name the song.
Sure.
Designer. Yes, what? Jack.
Panda.
Not in the form of a question. Not in the form of a question. Not in the form of a question. Calgary, opportunity to get points back.
Oh, you got it.
I'm so sad.
What is Panda?
Correct.
Is that 800?
It's 400.
Who is Panda?
Yeah. I already wrote down.
I forgot about what game was.
Panda. Okay. It's your turn.
Okay. It's my favorite Kanye song.
One Hit Wonders for 400 is gone.
Mm-hmm.
New category? Same category?
I think my partner on my right is going to pick the next one.
All right.
Okay, let's go rip-offs for 400.
Rip-offs for 400.
That close, man.
Rip-offs for 400. Calvin Harris choked on his cereal when he heard this Chris Brown track.
I only know one.
Three, two, one. It's called... Yeah, times three.
Okay.
Yeah, times three.
I just
because he was just like, oh, he copied my song. Yeah.
I have to listen to that now.
I read some article. But apparently they started working together after that, so and he wasn't mad. Because all these other ones... All these... Anyway, all these people just like to sue each other in this category. Do we want rip-offs? Still? Do you want one-hit wonders? Do you want no vocals?
So well in rip-offs.
So well.
I think, personally, I think we should do soundtracks.
Okay,
soundtracks?
We're going back to soundtracks for 8.
Soundtracks for 8, yeah. Sure.
If it's not composers, we'll be okay.
Soundtracks. Soundtracks for 800. I'm a Believer. Hallelujah. Bad Reputation. All-Star. Both of you gotta wait until I finish. You gotta wait until I finish.
I know.
Just can you say, like, done? Like,
yeah,
done.
Just...
I don't know what to.
Well, you take big pauses between your words, and I don't.
I'm gonna do it again.
Yeah.
Okay. There's 4 songs I'm gonna say.
We all know the movie. Yes.
Yeah. I know. Okay. I'm a Believer. Hallelujah. Bad Reputation. All Star. Rain. I saw Rain first. Okay.
What is Shrek?
Correct. Shrek. And where do you want to go next?
Wow.
A classic.
Oh right. Maybe just finish. Yeah.
1,000.
Can't believe you put
Shrek in 200. I know.
Hey, just because it's a high point question doesn't mean that it's gonna be hard.
Yeah, that will make it easy.
Just gotta throw a curveball. Heroes and villains, street fighting man, let her dance. Wes had these furry friends sing a lot of tunes in the farms.
What category is this?
Soundtrack.
Three, two, one. Yes, Gabe.
What is Fantastic Mr. Fox?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I was going to say that, but I forgot how to answer that.
I had to. If you know.
Yeah,
have you
bro.
Seen the movie? There's 3 farms. Longest buns and bean, one short, one fat, one lean.
Fat and lean.
These horrible cooks, all equal in looks.
It was his furry friends, and they weren't on Trash Island, so it was going to be Fox.
Okay.
I knew it. You would.
Yeah.
We did. And this kid
should know me better.
He put Fantastic Mr. Fox
should know him better.
A similar category in the last time.
I do. I put Fantastic Mr. Fox or Ratatouille in every single Jeopardy game in some way. I can't help myself.
I wake up to the French song from Ratatouille.
Okay, so let's keep going.
When she's on the motorcycle and she's like ripping through France. Yeah.
Yeah.
I listen to that song every day.
Yeah.
Maybe. Her and Linguini. What was her name?
Linguini?
No, that's the dude. The dude's name is Linguini.
Her name's Colette. Her name is Colette.
Oh, Colette. Yeah. Remy and Colette and Linguini. I'm glad we established this.
What do you want to pick? What's next?
I think we're going to go soundtracks. Nope. We're going to go soundtracks for 200.
Oh, soundtracks for 200. Soundtracks for 200. This Marvel movie featured tracks from Kendrick, Travis Scott, Vince Staples, and more. Gabe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is Black Panther?
Correct. Now we're done with soundtracks. Yes. What's next? We got lots left. So we got ripoffs, One Hit Wonders. What do you want?
Oh.
What do you want? It's your pick.
What do you want, Calgary Michael?
Can we get One Hit Wonders for 200?
One Hit Wonders for 200. Sheck West. Yes, Kim.
What is Mo Bamba?
Correct.
The best song that I heard about 8 times on Halloween last year.
Right.
Yeah, okay. No, that sounds about right. It's the reason I stopped going to frat parties.
Yes. Dude, okay.
I think it's interesting.
That was awful.
It's interesting how a year ago everyone would go crazy, but then when we were at Peggy the other night, the DJ played Mo Bamba first to open the set. I don't think anyone was moving a muscle. It was really interesting.
Is
it? Yeah. Yeah.
The DJ for he playing like that song?
No, not the DJ.
Yeah.
Anyway, we can get into that a different time.
Remember that time he said, okay.
You're listening to Okay, we're not going to bring that up. Okay. So, Gabe, it's your pick again. What do you want? Want to keep going with this one?
Since no vocals is an untouched category, I think we're going to go One Hit Wonders for 600.
One Hit Wonders for 600?
Yes.
Okay. Wait, why did you say, okay. You're thinking about it. You're thinking about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got me that time.
I did.
You're trying to confuse me a bit. Okay.
Yeah.
Again, I'm going to say the artist's name.
Yeah.
And you name the song.
I got it.
Aha.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Oh. Wait.
Yes.
Wait,
yes.
What?
Wait, hold on. What category?
This is One Hit Wonders.
Pay attention.
Oh. Aha. Yes.
What is Take On Me?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Thank you. Yes.
I know. I thought I was losing my mind.
I was going to say, what is Wham?
No. Okay. So, Vancouver?
That's Wham.
Is your pick?
That's not Aha.
That's what I said.
Yeah, Aha. Yeah, Aha. Okay. Okay, Vancouver, it's your pick. What do you want to go for?
Yeah, One Hit Wonders for 800.
One Hit Wonders for 800. Men Without Hats.
Oh, I know.
3, 2, 1. Gabe first.
Is it Safety Dance?
Correct. Safety Dance.
Boom.
He said, "Dance,
you can leave no friends behind." And you got dance, you got no friends of mine.
Is your pick, Gabe?
You guys want to score?
Okay, sir. Score update.
Yeah.
Right, Mustafa.
So score update. Team Calgary is at 5,100 points.
Whoa.
and Team Vancouver is at 3,300.
That's what.
Whoa. I don't think that anybody's ever gotten that high of a score. So. Right on.
Calgary represent.
So, do you want to keep going with this category, or do you want to touch something over here?
I think we'll leave it untouched and keep going with this category.
Would you like to go for that 1,000-point
four
song?
Digit?
Four digits. Glad you can read.
Thanks.
Carl Douglas.
Oh, gosh.
3, 2, 1. Kung Fu Fighting.
Oh!
You know that song?
Oh!
Yeah, but you didn't know the artist's name, did you?
Oh,
no. Okay. Yeah, I didn't think so. But
Jackie Chan covered Kung Fu Fighting.
Yeah.
Remember?
That was One Hit Wonders for 1,000, but no one answered. Okay. So.
There's a reason why no one knows.
I just keep trying to
win. Yeah.
Exactly.
But there's still 200.
Yeah.
Do we still get to pick, right?
Yeah.
I feel like.
Oh, One Hit Wonders 200.
We actually.
Off the board.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, it's gone. So what do you want next?
You should make out.
What do you want, Gabe? What do you want?
Oh,
Gabe, what do you want next?
I think we're gonna do Canadian for 600.
Canadian for 600.
Yes, yeah.
It was this summer that Brian was having a real good time.
Oh.
3, 2. Yes, Calgary.
What is the summer of 69?
I'm gonna be really picky here. You have to say 1969.
Okay, so.
I mean, yeah, no, I mean. Okay, I should have let you answer first, but come on, sorry.
It's a song. Lose. It's
summer of 69.
Is it?
That's not the year.
Yeah. Is it? What? But I'm asking for the year.
There's so many 69s, yeah. Bro. You can't just...
Yeah.
What was the question?
Not, the question was, it was this summer that Brian was having a real good time. That's why I'm being picky.
You
gotta
okay? listen, you open up some ears.
No.
My apologies.
No. So they lose. I should have given you the chance to answer, but I was I went too fast. But it's your pick anyway.
I'm gonna hold it against you, but it's all right.
Okay. So what do you want to pick, Vancouver?
Sorry, is 600 off the board?
Yeah. Okay. 600 is gone.
400? That's too Canadian for 400.
Born a French Canadian, she's Canada's best-selling artist.
Who's yes. Celine Dion?
Correct.
I was so much faster than her.
I'm not perfect, man. No one is.
I can see that.
Okay. Okay. It's Vancouver's pick. It's Vancouver's pick.
Where are you from?
Where do I go next? Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Let's see Ripple. Sure. Why not? For.
Sorry, what do you want?
Rip-offs?
Oh, rip-offs. Okay, rip-offs for 600.
That was tough to get out.
Yeah, it was tough to get out. Feeling a little shaky in the confidence, I guess. Okay. Rip-offs for 600. Maybe Robin Thicke's song title was more than appropriate because he didn't see how this song ripped off Marvin Gaye. Yes. Calgary. Calgary,
was
yes.
Blurred Lines?
Correct. Blurred Lines.
I remember what the first
yes.
word was. I was like, I almost said,
wait, they're so quick. They are quick.
It's all that roping out there. And the- yeah.
Bang, cattle wrangling.
What's next?
I think we should do...
You think? Oh, where'd that come from?
We're going to do rip-offs 800, please.
Rip-offs for 800? Rip-offs for 800?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, Avril. The Rubinos filed a lawsuit against you for this one.
Who charged Avril?
Oh, no, Avril.
Mm-hmm.
The Rubinos filed a lawsuit against you for this one.
What?
This song.
Is.
3, 2, 1. Incorrect. It's not Skater Boy.
It's
not Skater Boy.
It's
not Skater Boy.
Okay, so
3, 2, 1. You're going to keep losing points, man. You want to keep losing points?
No,
I know you're
I'm
not going to get it.
I'm not going to answer.
Girlfriend.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah, apparently. The Rubinos had a song called I Want to Be Your Boyfriend, I believe. And it's really, yeah, I was kind of disappointed when I found this one. I don't know, Avril. Anyway,
yeah.
So Calgary got it wrong.
We did.
Vancouver, is your chance?
Huh.
You can still come back. You never know. Maybe go for those big ones.
The gap is 600.
The gap is 600. It's really not that far.
I guess.
Yeah, rip-offs for 800.
Rip-offs for 800.
Yeah.
Never heard that before. Okay. Rip-offs for 800. Okay, I made a mistake. the Avril one was for 800, so I'm just going to give you a different question. But it's okay. I think they're not.
Why don't you just give us
a
600 one worth for 800?
Yeah,
let's do that.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm just going to take... What did I do? Okay, I don't know what I did here. I'm just going to give you one of the ones that's left. Okay. David Bowie was feeling under pressure when Vanilla Ice dropped this. Vancouver.
What is Ice Ice Baby?
I know.
Correct.
That's what I was saying.
So is that for 800?
Yes. That's for 800. Yeah, so the only question that's left in rip-offs now is the 1,000-point question.
Okay.
My bad. Okay.
Want
to go for the big one?
I'm confident in it, but if you want to, I say go for it.
I think they're ahead by 200 now.
Yeah.
If your math adds up.
Dang, no.
Yeah. They had by 200?
It has to happen eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
yep.
They
yeah. Okay. So you got the lead now.
Cowboys.
Head by 200.
See, I almost bought cowboy boots today. So. let's do rip-offs for 1,000.
Rip-offs for 1,000. Closing it off. Okay. George Harrison wrote this song unknowingly, taking from the Chieftains. In court, he made the legal claim that subliminal consciousness was to blame. He actually forgot that he took this from someone. George Harrison. This song by George Harrison.
I care about George Harrison.
3, 2, 1. It's called My Sweet Lord.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes, really.
My mom's favorite song.
So we got 10 minutes left on the hour. We're playing Jeopardy. Vancouver is ahead by 200 points. Calgary behind by 200 points. We're not going to be able to get through all of this, so let's do three more. Three more. Yeah. So pick wisely. You go for the big ones. If you're confident, okay. Go for the small ones.
They're scheming over there.
We go big.
Okay.
No one's ready. Touching the no vocals, eh?
No. I only know.
I'm scared of that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Canada for 200. Our Grammy equivalent. Yes, Rain.
What is a Juno?
Correct. Jesus. Juno.
I didn't realize that's what Juno was.
Where do you want to go now? You want to stay in Canada? Still scared of this category over here? Don't want to touch it?
No, I'm not scared of anything.
You're not scared of anything? You're going to go for this then?
No.
There's a 1,000-point question right here?
For 200.
Okay.
For reasonable, okay?
Okay. This Aphex Twin track falls in the springtime. 3, 2, 1. Avril 14th? Does that make sense?
No.
April 14th falls in the spring? I thought it was well known enough.
Can you sing the song right now? Avril 14th.
There's no vocals, man. Yeah, how am I supposed to sing it?
I can't. Right now.
Moving on.
Skitty pop pop.
Moving on. What do you want?
I don't know.
You don't know.
What do you want to do?
Canadians.
Yeah, I'm not going to pick for you.
Let's do Canadians for 8.
Okay, sure. Why not? Okay. Canadians for 8.
Canadians for 8.
Well, I guess it influenced us.
Canadians for 8. She earned the title of pop punk queen from critics, but she's pretty complicated. I think it was Gabe.
Who is Avril Lavigne?
Correct.
My lady when I was younger.
I know.
I was in love with her.
Damn, we lost by 400 points.
She is. Gabe, what do you want?
I think we would like O Canada for 1,000, please.
O Canada for 1,000.
Oh,
Calgary.
Hey. So wait, we're ahead by 400 points.
You already picked,
so
man.
So we could tie.
You already picked.
Wow. Okay.
You don't have to answer. You know.
Sure,
you don't have to answer.
Let's go.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, man. Okay. Yeah, 1,000 for
so
Canadian.
So like $40 American.
Yeah.
Okay.
Topical.
Okay. This one is a fill in the blank. Okay.
I'm ready.
Carly Rae Jepsen came in blank place in Canadian Idol 2007. What place did she come in?
Isaac.
I have 3, 2, 1. She came in third. She didn't come in first. What? I'm not sure. I just know she came in third.
I don't think anyone knows that, but
okay.
I mean,
weren't these questions easier than last time, though? Overall.
But no one here would know the answer.
Well, I can't, but I mean, I have to make some questions that I think no one's going to know. I have
I'll say good variety and difficulty.
Excellent
thank
job.
You.
Yeah. Excellent
okay.
job.
Okay.
Good job, Isaac.
Okay, thank you. I think we should move on to Final Jeopardy, though.
Yes.
So, Mustafa, what are the scores? Swing the mic over to Mustafa.
So, yeah, currently these scores, so Team Calgary is at 5,100 and Team Vancouver is at 4,700. So
okay.
It's 400 gap.
So, this is the question for Final Jeopardy. You can bet all of your points if you want. You can bet as many points as you want, or you can bet as little as you want. So, if you're smart about this, then you can, you know, you can figure out if you can just win right now or you can't. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read the question. I'm going to get both of you, both teams, just one member, write down the answer on your phone and the amount of points that you're betting. And then we'll see what happens. Are you ready?
Wait, we have to say the number that we're betting before we hear the question, right?
No, you hear the question first, then you decide how much you're going to bet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Most of you know...
We're going to write down the bet.
I got it.
Well, hear the question first.
Okay.
We might as well.
Hear the question first. Most of you know me as the dad of the Music Collective. However, the original founding father of the Music Collective was the engineering student... from Kenya. What's his name?
You've introduced
first name.
Him to him. And he was
I've really, introduced
wait,
him to
like,
some of
the
you.
Coolest people I've ever met.
What's his name?
I don't know. No idea.
I'm going to...
Plenty of times.
I'm going to queue up the... You know what? I'm going to play some of this song.
And I think
song.
We should bet like 400
No, not 400.
I'm going to play some of this song. Actually, I'll just play it. It's just 2 minutes. I'm going to play this song from my roommate, Cannon Mulat. This has been in the works for a long time, and I'm really happy that they finally put it out. So just enjoy this quickly. If you want, if you're not doing anything next week on Halloween, definitely go to this Locals Only show at Redgate. It's some of the best artists in the city, in my opinion. So don't miss it.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
And we're going to be right back. We're playing Jeopardy. Again, the question, who's the original founding father of the Music Collective? We'll see if anyone knows. We'll be back.
Pray to Jesus and watch out for polices. How they fighting for their pieces now. Holy moly, they roly-poly-oly. When I spit up in their face, make them disappoint their OG. Hey. When I spit up in the cut, need a band-aid. This nigga done fucked up your damn day. This nigga done fucked up all night. Mark on the moon, handmade. I hope that nigga died for his eyes closed. I said fuck DT, that's a fly though. Hope they fire that bitch on some pyro shit. Then fuck him DP with the fire hose. He said fuck PC, so that's how I chose words. And say fuck JT for the BT circus. Niggas can't see with their eyes, so they tweet about they fucking TV from their iPhone.
We're back. You're listening to We're on the Street on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Isaac, and today we played Jeopardy. On my left side, we got Team Calgary.
Yeehaw!
God, okay.
Really?
And we got Team Vancouver.
Vancouver!
So. Yeah, dude.
And right now, Calgary is ahead by 400 points, I believe. Mm-hmm. 400-point lead. And it's final Jeopardy. The question was, who is the founding father of the Music Collective? So, Team Calgary answered Josh, which is incorrect, but they bet nothing.
Oh, that must be his middle name.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'll ask him next time.
Okay, wait, hold anyway. On. If yes. we find out that is his middle name...
You got brownie gonna... points or something.
Oh, wait, yeah.
You bet zero anyway. And Team Vancouver said they don't know, and they bet zero. So, congrats to Team Calgary.
Wait, what was his name?
Yeah, what's the name?
His name is Eric. His name's Eric.
Not that far
with a C or a K?
With a C.
Damn, I never would have guessed
it. Would the spelling matter?
I wouldn't be that tedious, I don't think. I wouldn't go there.
I don't know. Today?
Yeah, today, I mean, you know, but thanks for listening.
This was fun. Follow us on Instagram.
Follow us on Instagram, CITR Word Street. We're going to try to be posting there more and actually have something tangible, something that's visual, not just the radio, not just the audio. Yeah, check out my skit if you haven't seen it. And we'll catch you next week. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Adios.
Your nameless just got jumped in the back alley, stampeded by some skinheads. Could you jet to his interest? He's looking bloodied up and
rather faded, but I'm stuck with this lady. Cat's got a face, now a man wants to take me, but ugly. But I quickly showed him it's all love. My lyrical capability always shown off. Hugged, then looked to my left, halfway down the block. Freaking flux are walking up to step and hit me off with a pound of the fist. Soon, pounds turned to twist, then a fifth of the quarter bags blissed in a tight spliff. The limelight fusion awakens the mind, and a cipher takes place just in the blink of an eye. But as quick as it broke in, cop broke it up. Spliff beneath my boots snuffed as the ticket's written up. Damn, I didn't know. I swear I didn't.